Should Children Choose Their Bedtimes? By Tony Stead, with Mrs. Cropley's Grade 2 class. Illustrations by Cindy Ravel. Photographs by Lauren Chapman.
Should Children Choose Their Bedtimes? By Tony Stead, with Mrs. Cropley's Grade 2 class. Illustrations by Cindy Ravel. Photographs by Lauren Chapman.
Introduction. Hi, we're in grade 2 at St. Dorothy Catholic School and our teacher is Mrs. Cropley. We have been having lots of discussions about bedtimes with our friend Tony. There are kids in our class who can stay up late if they want to. There are kids in our class who have to be in bed by a certain time.
Some children in our class think that it's fair for parents to choose bedtimes. Some children in our class think that it's not fair. In this book, we are going to tell you what we think about kids choosing their own bedtimes.
Should children choose their bedtimes? Some of us think that children should go to bed when they want to. We are going to tell you why.
Look at the thought bubble below. It reads, "These kids are going to make the yes arguments."
Some of us think that children should go to bed when their parents tell them. We are going to tell you why.
Look at the thought bubble below. It reads, "These kids are going to make the no arguments."
Later, you will be asked to think about all the arguments and make a decision. Which side has the best case?
Children should choose.
Look at the photograph at the top of this page. The caption reads,
"Jason, Michael. Have you ever had to go to bed when you were told and missed the end of your TV program? You stay awake all night thinking about it. You should be able to go to bed when you're ready. You end up getting more sleep because your brain is ready to rest."
Parents should choose.
Look at the photograph at the top of this page. The caption reads,
"Sarah, Zachary. You have to go to bed on time because you have to get up on time. If you aren't on time in the morning, you might miss the bus and be late for school. This has happened to us before. It was horrible. Now, we always go to bed when we're told."
Children should choose.
Look at the photograph at the top of this page. The caption reads,
"Tristan, Victoria. We can't go to bed early. We need time to do homework. We need time to study and learn."
Parents should choose.
Look at the photograph at the top of this page. The caption reads,
"Bawalaya, Christopher. If you stay up too late, you won't get enough sleep. Then you will probably fall asleep in school. If you fall asleep, you will miss what's going on. And then how can you learn?"
Children should choose.
The caption for the photograph at the top of this page reads,
"David, Cherize. There are a lot of chores to do in a home. If we go to bed before they are done, our parents will have more work to do."
Parents should choose.
Look at the two photographs at the top of this page. The caption on the left reads,
"Michelle, Peter.
The caption on the right reads,
Christian, we are still growing. We need regular meals and snacks to grow strong and healthy. We need regular sleep, too. Our brains work better when they've had lots of rest. Children should choose.
There are three photographs at the top of this page. The caption on the left reads,
James.
The caption in the middle reads,
Sherazade.
The caption on the right reads,
Victoria. Our parents and teachers think reading is important, don't they? Well, so do we. We enjoy having extra time to read at night.
Parents should choose.
There are two photographs at the top of this page. The caption on the left reads,
Sarah.
The caption on the right reads,
Aretha. If you get enough sleep, you wake up ready for your day.
The text that follows begins and ends with quotation marks. This means that it is exactly what a student has said or written.
I remember going to bed late, and when I woke up, I didn't have enough time for breakfast. When I got to school, I was so hungry that my stomach hurt. That's not good for your body. You need sleep and food.
Children should choose.
There are three photographs at the top of this page. The caption on the left reads,
Jason.
The caption in the middle reads,
David.
The caption on the right reads,
Victoria. Our bodies know when it's time to rest. Parents are always telling us to take on more responsibility. This is our chance. We know how to care for ourselves. We're not babies anymore. We rest our case. Children should go to bed when they want to. We can make wise decisions.
Parents should choose.
Look at the two photographs at the top of this page. The caption on the left reads,
Zachary.
The caption on the right reads,
Aretha. When we don't get enough sleep, we feel grumpy. Then we are mean to our friends. It was the same when we were babies. When we were grumpy, we had tantrums. That's why our parents make us go to bed early. We rest our case. You should listen to your mom and dad because they know what's best for you. Go to bed when they tell you to.
Now it's your turn to think about the arguments and make a decision. Which side has the best case?
Look at the thought bubble below. It reads,
Do you think children should choose their own bedtimes?
Look at the thought bubble on page 17. It reads,
Do you think children should go to bed when their parents tell them? Review the arguments from both sides before making your decision.
Summary. The yes arguments. If you go to bed when you are ready to, you get more sleep. You need time in the evening to study and to work on projects. Kids help out with chores, and that takes time. Extra time in the evening means extra reading, and reading is important. Kids know how to take care of themselves. Parents should trust them.
The no arguments. You have to get up on time, so you should go to bed on time. If you don't get enough sleep at night, you're too sleepy at school to learn. Kids are still growing. Their brains work better when they've had lots of rest. Your body needs regular sleep, just like it needs regular meals. Parents know what's best for their children. Kids should listen to them. Now you are ready to take a vote. Which side won?
How to write a good argument.
Here are some of the things we learned about writing a good argument.
Take time to think about why your argument is a good one before you write it down.
Explain what you mean.
Use lots of examples.
Use as many facts as you can.
Show the reader your point of view by sharing your own experience.
Invite the reader to think the way you do by asking questions.
Read your arguments to someone else to see if he or she can give you more ideas.